Eddie jerked. Roland sat forward, his eyes burning.
Do you say so?
Susanna nodded firmly.
He bought the house on Turtleback Lane,
the gunslinger roared. He reached out and took hold of Eddie's shirt. Eddie seemed not to even notice.
Of course he did. Kaz speaks and the wind blows. He moved a little further along the path of the beam and bought the house where it's thin. Where we saw the walk-ins. Where we talked to John Cullum and then came back through. Do you doubt it? Do you doubt it so much as a single goddamn bit?
Eddie shook his head. Of course he didn't doubt it. It had a ring, like the one you got when you were at the carnival, and hit the pedal just right with the mallet, hit it with all your force, and the lead slug flew straight to the top of the post and rang the bell up there. You got a Cupid doll when you rang the bell, and was that because Stephen King thought it was a Cupid doll? Because King came from the world where Gan started time, rolling with his holy finger? Because if King says Cupid, we all say Cupid, and we all say thank you? If he'd somehow gotten the idea that the prize for ringing the test your strength bell at the carnival was a Cloopy doll, would they say Cloopy? Eddie thought the answer was yes. He thought the answer was yes just as surely as Co-op City was in Brooklyn. David Brinkley said King was 52. You boys met him, so do the math. Could he have been 52 in the year of 99? You bet your purity, Eddie said. He tossed Roland a dark, dismayed glance. And since 19's the part we keep running into, Ted Stevens brought it in. Go on, count the letters. I bet it has to do with more than just the year.
19, it's a date, Jake said flatly. Sure it is. Keystone date and Keystone year in Keystone world. The 19th of something in the year of 1999, most likely a summer month because he was out walking.
It's summer over there right now, Susanna said. It's June. The 6th month turns 6 on its head and you get 9.